Over the years, as I've worked with the New Testament, I have carved out my own lectionary of what I read at different times of the year. So Mark is my Advent gospel. And during the Holy Nights, really from the Feast of St. John on the 27th, every year I spend about 5 days with the first letter of John. And the question, of course, is when does this come? Where does this fit in the Johannine writings? Some have thought maybe it's an earlier piece before the Gospels, before the Apocalypse. My own hunch is that it's probably one of the last things that he wrote. So this really comes toward the end, after the Gospel, after the Apocalypse. The poem I'm about to read sort of indicates that. And so this was a reading of the first letter of John in January, early January of 2020, or 2021, rather. And so the title is Reading the First Letter of John in a Time of COVID-19. And there is a bit of a quote from the Gospel of John at the beginning, "Unbind him, let him go free." Lazarus, then John, once more setting down words, perhaps for the last time. Living now beyond the empty tomb, beyond the vision in the cave, writing now not yet from the desert, but near a marketplace, maybe, that he glimpsed whenever he turned his face from the cave wall on Patmos and gazed out at the slopes of Asia Minor beyond. Words from where it now comes home, the uprighting in the tomb, the descent of the heavens into the human crux, the long trek into the unfolding of time. Words to unbind. Take courage, walk upright along the rough edge of love. Know and expose the lyre from within that turns aside from the light. Know that the world you may want to love does not love you, even as it reaches out to take hold. Stay strong. Live the truth that is your bone and flesh. Be open to a moment of joy. Know the love that can unbind love and life itself. With a postscript, if you read nothing else, read this. Be aware, each one, of the fear that would paralyze you, of the deadly sin that will empty you out, of the false god that would seduce you. Beware of them.